taking a drive deep up into the sky in left center field. Watch this baby, way out. Almost hit the center field camera above the batter's eye. And the Brewers playing home run derby against Jack Perkins tonight. They lead it 3-0 in the third.
Jackson Churio there. Is that Josh Maurer on the call? Josh Maurer on that call. It was a good start, didn't end so great. Brewers dropped the game. It was a very competitive ball game and a very successful road trip. Dom Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, is with us. Dom, good afternoon. I guess I want to start with that. The Brewers, a 4-2 road trip. By any means, that should be considered success. But we're so spoiled that it feels like a little bit of a letdown because they dropped the last two games. What's your assessment of the road trip?
Yeah, and they dropped the last two games not playing their best, right? Yeah. I think that's the biggest thing that people are taking away from this. Myself, I said it last night on the show where, you know, the Brewers had a 3-0 lead in a finale. That's supposed to be a wrap it up, go home type of game, right? But nonetheless, you're right. It's hard to keep that perspective at times to go 4-2 in two extremely difficult places to play. And every single Brewers fan would take that because you're gaining ground on the rest of the league and things continue to trend upwards in Milwaukee.
What does Pat Murphy say?
About the losses?
About getting back on track.
They're not off track. I mean, I think they're totally fine. I think that they're the third best record in baseball right now. There's nothing to freak out about. There's nothing to worry about right now for the Brewers as a team. You lose a series. It's no big deal, and that's how I think everybody takes it.
Describe the stadium in Vegas, Dom. This is kind of like the talk of the league. All the home runs given up, all the home runs hit, the little bandbox. Describe the stadium that they were playing in.
I think that the first thing to hammer home is that is not the ballpark the A's are moving to, or it's not being, you know, brought up around them in that ballpark. They are building a brand new stadium on the strip next door to the MGM Grand at the old Tropicana site that has now been torn down. But that ballpark is a AAA ballpark. It does not have the third deck that you would have in a big league ballpark. It only seats 8,500 fans. And Las Vegas, if anyone's ever been there before, they know it's extremely windy. And in fact, the first two nights, there was a red flag warning those first two games. Wind is howling out to right center field. It felt like every fly ball that would normally get knocked down by a third deck, you know, with the wind and shielding it, was just carrying all the way out, especially the game-tying homer in the bottom of the 10th inning by Jonah Heim. Look, I think for being 2,000 feet up, for having the wind always blowing out, and it's pretty much always going to be 100 degrees in Las Vegas, that they built that ballpark with terrible proportions, and thank goodness it is a AAA ballpark and not a major league ballpark.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the homestand that's coming up, the excitement around that. I think the Miz, is he going to be playing in the next game against the Phillies?
Yeah, Miz is the starting pitcher. Mizorowski will go on Friday. Then it'll be Shane Drouin on Saturday and then Kyle Harrison on Sunday. As the Phillies come into town, as they've been one of the better teams in the National League since they fired their manager in the first month of the season. They got off to an ice-cold start, but the Phillies have been playing a whole lot better, and the Miz gets to face, you know, multi-MVPs like Bryce Harper. He gets to face Kyle Schwarber, Trey Turner, some really good top-heavy lineup here coming for Philly.
Philly's one of the top teams in the National League, right, Dom? How tough is Philly?
They're interesting because the top half of that order has a bunch of household names. Brandon Marsh is somebody that maybe not every Brewers fan knows about, but he's had a great season. But everyone knows the Bryce Harpers of the world, the Kyle Schwarbers of the world, the Trey Turners of the world. But aside from that, they're very vulnerable. Their bullpen is very vulnerable, too. And you're catching their rotation exactly where you want to catch them. You know, it's the five and you know, the four and the five starter, and then you get their ace in Christopher Sanchez on Sunday. I do think the Brewers match up very well with Philly. And again, Philly has, I think, the second best record in baseball over the last month, only behind these Brewers in the National League.
Hey, Dom, we've been monitoring severe weather yesterday and today. Thank goodness we have a roof at American Family Field. What's the protocol? What would happen if a tornado warning was issued and the stadium was full? I'm sure the Brewers have a plan. Do you know what that is? How does that play out?
The fun fact is that American Family Field is actually considered a tornado shelter. So the game does not get interrupted. In fact, it's encouraged for fans to stay because it is a safe structure at American Family Field. It's made of concrete. It's made of, you know, tons and tons of steel. It's not going anywhere if a tornado is coming through. It's one of the safest places to be in the state of Wisconsin.
That's a great, interesting fact. That's so good to know. He is Dom Catronio. He knows Brewers. He knows weather. He knows all of this stuff. Extra innings.
I'm keeping
host.
An eye on the weather because I was supposed to have a tea time today. So that,
oh,
that's why
no,
I was
no.
Did it get wiped out?
It's wiped out.
Where were you playing?
It was supposed to be a very nice place, and I'll leave it at that.
All right, Dom. Hopefully you can get that rescheduled. Hey, thanks for always making some time for us. We appreciate that.
Thank you, guys. Take care.